What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in the Achieve Greatness podcast. My name is Irvin, and I got a really good topic for you today. That is mindset of a champion. What does that mean? What do we talk about when we're talking about the mindset of a champion? And so I want to talk to you guys a little bit about what that looks like. And we're going to touch a little bit about the growth mindset and the fixed mindset. And this is where we need to filter things out for ourselves, right? What type of mentality do we have? And again, realize that the type of mentality that we have is something that we grow up with. Our culture, the people that are around us, the environment, just everything around us, and from day one, that's the mindset that we have. It's the mindset that we get accustomed to. So the problem is that if we don't get accustomed to a growth mindset, then we're stuck. And now we're in a point where we have a fixed mindset, meaning like if there's something we're not good at, we say we're just not good at it. If they tell us, hey, you know what? I'm sorry, but this job isn't for you. Guess what? That job just isn't for you. And so what do we do? What are we doing every day to achieve greatness? What are we doing every day to achieve this mindset of a champion? Now, what is a champion, right? Someone who wins. Someone who wins, who's continuously winning. That's kind of where, I mean, you ask me, right? What is a champion? And I think about that. Is it someone who won, who went forth and achieved their greatest game, whatever it is, whether it's a basketball game, whether it's a problem that they're trying to overcome, but they started off with not winning, with nothing, and their end result was something. And so, having that growth mindset is continuous learning. Telling yourself, you know what? No, I can do that. And so I wanted to go ahead and kind of give you guys a small little tip. And that is that every time you find yourself saying, hey, you know what? I don't think I can get this job, or I don't think I can perform well. I want you to put this small word right after that sentence. I want you to put the word yet. I want you to say, you know what? I can't perform this job yet. I can't be the husband that I need to be yet. I can't be the father that my son or my daughter, that my kids need yet. You see, we tell ourselves that we can't do things, but then we stay with that fixed mindset of saying, yeah, we can, and that's it. We're done. But that's not how it goes. We're supposed to have a growth mindset, which means that we're always supposed to try to look at the bright side, try to work on it and say, you know what, this is not the end. And I'll give you an example, right? Michael Jordan's a perfect example. One of the greatest basketball players of all time. He got cut in his high school basketball team because it was too short and it wasn't good enough. Michael Jordan. That's right, Michael Jordan. And what ends up happening is that he worked hard the next year, made the team, and then the rest is history. Right, Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, having that Mamba mentality, that's something that we need to have. And it's continuous growth, as being focused, it's something that's going to help us. And so I want to encourage you tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this podcast, I want to encourage you to do this one thing. I want to encourage you to have the mindset of a champion. That's it. You have to have the mindset of a champion. Always win. Think win. Think that you have to. There's something that you're going to get out of this. You're going to have a better life. You're going to have a better family. You're going to have a better future. You're going to be happier at work. Whatever the case may be, let's have the mindset of a champion. Because we're all winners. And so let's go and take our victory. There's only one thing that stops us from getting to where we need to be, and that's hard work. And that's what we need to do. We need to work hard at whatever it is that we're trying to get to, whatever level we're trying to get to. So right now, you might be stuck on, you know what, this relationship just isn't working. You might be stuck on, man, this marriage just is not going to work out. You might be stuck on, man, like, my job just, my boss just hates me. I can't. I'm always making mistakes. I'm always getting called into the office. I just can't. I'm useless. There's no point in the things that I do. I don't bring value to others. I don't bring value to this community. I don't bring value to myself. So I want you to do me a favor, please. One, I want you to believe in yourself. Because I'll tell you what, I believe in you. That's right. I mean, I may not know you, but I believe in you. I believe that you have way more than what you're putting out there right now. I believe that you have way more than what's being put and what people see. I see way past what others don't see. And I want to assure you something, that if you work hard at becoming great, if you work hard at the things that you want to do, I promise you, I guarantee you that the outcome is going to be way different than it was when you first began. And so I want you to have that mindset of a champion. I want you to succeed. I want you to have a better job. I want you to have a better career. I want you to have a better time with your family, with your spouse. It's you. You deserve it. Why not? You deserve you. You deserve your best you. You give everybody else 120%, but you give yourself 70%. You give yourself 70%, but everybody else, you give them everything and then some. You give them more than what you can offer. You say yes to every little thing out there. You try to please people because there's nothing else for you to do but just to try to please other people in hopes that will make you better. But I'm here to tell you right now that you can't take care of other people if you can't take care of yourself. And so again, I want to encourage you to have that mindset of a champion, have that mindset of always winning and wanting to become better. And it's not just about win. I use the word win because we're talking about championship, right? We're talking about being a champion. But winning in life sometimes just means accomplishing something, a task, a chore, whatever the responsibility that you're having, a connection that you're trying to make, the purpose you're trying to find. Whatever your win is, I want you to pursue it. I want you to place yourself and visualize yourself winning. I want you to visualize yourself doing what you need to do to get to that next level. You owe it to you. Work hard, succeed, keep inspiring.